The husband didn't know what to think. It had been hours, no calls or text from his wife. But fortunately, the sound of her heels signaled she was finally home. In many ways, I'm sorry. It's been crazy. And I know I haven't been acting myself. I mean, she told you what I did today, right? I don't know what to say. Honestly, I've been dreading this conversation. You know when this all started? I was just really confused. And guilty. When I went away on the trip and cheated, it was just really hot and different. And that's no fault of yours. It just is what it is. It's like it was what I needed in that moment. But then when I found out that you had talked to my best friend, who I now realize was your girlfriend before me? That was news I didn't know. And, like, I don't know. A lot of the guilt. Ugh. Kind of went away. It was like you were asking for this to happen, which is exactly it, because that's what you told her that night. So, like I said, I'm sorry. But, well, you kind of opened a box. And, well, it is all, I don't know. I'm glad, though, you opened it. You see, before I met you, like, long before I met you, I had some similar experiences in high school. Yeah, well, I wasn't always the good girl you and her thought I was. Imagine. imagine that. Right? But, you know, growing up, I kind of, well, sealed all that shut. You know, wanting to be a wife and all that. And meeting you was really the best thing to ever happen to me. And all of that, you know, stuff in the box, I always thought doesn't really fit, you know, with marriage. So, with all that has happened, I'm not so sure anymore. You know, what I'm trying to say is I love you. And I also love all of that. But you're being quiet. I'm going to need you to say something. The husband was relieved to finally be having this conversation. The truth was, as hot as it all was, it had driven a wedge between him and his wife. And he wanted her back. He missed the connection. The husband went on to tell his wife that he still loved her, that she was still his wildest fantasy, and that he was open to the idea of continuing. Though he wasn't exactly sure what that looked like, or how to manage it without, you know, blowing up their marriage. Baby, look. I feel exactly the same way. And this doesn't have to be, you know, an all the time thing. It can be like a game we play. But hearing what you're saying, I feel it's best if I leave, and I'll simply keep you surprised. Because that's what you want, isn't it? A little bit of the unknown. The surprises, the loss of control. I mean, did I hear you right? Good. I'm happy to take charge more in the bedroom and around the house. And I like that idea very much. But if I'm going to take the lead, are you going to follow and listen? If not, I'll take away privileges and just punish you. Why don't you come with me back to the bedroom? There's more that I want to talk about.
You know that first time I saw you on your knees? Well, it changed my whole image of you. Yeah. I don't know. It just made me very excited seeing you submit to someone else. In many ways, I don't know. I was jealous. Well, yeah, because I wanted it to be me. The one to dominate you. The one you call mistress. So, since I have you on your knees before me, why don't you, why don't you call me that now? Yes, that does sound good. You are a naughty boy, aren't you? Tell me, have you loved licking all that pussy since this all started? You've tasted so many women, haven't you? That's right. Yes, mistress. It makes my submissive hubby's cock so hard. You love what a bad girl I am, don't you? You love sharing me with others, knowing how badly others want to fuck me. I am your wife. It's so desired, baby. Why don't you come closer? I want you to have a more, you know, intimate view. Hubby, look at your wife's pretty lips. Yes. The lips you love to kiss. Do you know how many men these lips have touched? The places these lips have been. Oh yes, baby. Wrapped around so many cocks. How does that make you feel? I'm sure There are many who still jerk off at night to the memory of me swallowing them down. Such a bad, bad girl. Do you like thinking of that too? Picturing your wife on her knees, sucking a man's big cock, stretching my mouth open, sliding further down your wife's throat. I can see the pre-cum just oozing down your dick. It's okay. Touch. But you're not allowed to come. So, so naughty. And your wife's breasts, usually hidden beneath for no one to see. But since this all started, they have been exposed to so many. I love the way people look at me. The way they want me. That night at her place, when all those people fucked me. It was like I always had someone's hand or mouth. Holy. Biting. Pinching. Sucking. It was so intense. You know, all those times we would go to the beach together, walking around in my bikini. Well, I suppose there's no need to keep secrets anymore, but I love when I would catch guys looking at me. I knew what they wanted to see. They wanted to see these. Your wife's tits. I would sometimes fantasize about letting them see. Pulling my bikini top to the side to let my breasts slip out. And then, as I would touch myself, I would imagine a man with his hard cock fucking my breath, easing me until his cock made a mess of your wife's pretty face. Do you like that too? That's right. Yes, mistress. And you are a fast learner.